Why? Because they do not know that there is a living Christ to reveal himself. Then there is the second stage. What is that? The stage of which Christ speaks. Slow of heart to believe. They had the message from the women. They told the stranger who walked with them, "Certain women have astonished us, telling us that they have seen an angel who says he is alive." And Christ replied to them, "O fools, and slow of heart to believe! Yes, there are many Christians today who have heard and who know that they must not only believe in a crucified Christ, but in a living Christ, and they try to grasp it and take it in, but it does not bring them a blessing. And why? Because they want to feel it and not to believe it. They want to work for it, and with efforts get hold of it, instead of just quietly sinking down and believing. Christ, the living Jesus, he will do everything for us. That is the second stage. The first stage is that of ignorance. The second stage is that of unbelief, the doubting heart that cannot take in the wonderful truth that Jesus lives. Then comes the third stage, the burning heart. Jesus came to the two disciples, and after he had reproved them and said, "O fools and slow of heart to believe," he began to open the scriptures to them and to tell them of all the wonderful things the prophets had taught. Then their eyes were opened, and they began to understand the scriptures. They saw that it was true, that it was prophesied that Christ must rise. As he talked, they came out from him, the living, risen one, a mighty influence, and it rested upon them, and they began to feel their hearts burn within them with joy and gladness. You still say, perhaps, that is the stage we want to come to. No, God forbid you should stop there. You may get in that third stage, the burning heart, and yet something is still wanting, the revelation of Christ. The disciples had had a blessed experience of his divine powers, but he had not revealed himself, and oh, how often it is that at conventions and in churches and in meetings and in blessed fellowship with God's saints, our hearts burn within us. These are precious experiences of the working of God's grace and Spirit, and yet there is something wanting. What is that? Jesus himself has been working upon us, and the power of his risen life has touched us, but we cannot say, "I have met him. He has made himself known to me." Oh, the difference between a burning heart, which becomes cold after a time, which comes by fits and starts, and the blessed revelation of Jesus himself as my Savior, taking charge of me and blessing me and keeping me every day. This is the stage of the satisfied heart. Oh, my brother, my sister, it is what I ask for you, and it is what I am sure you ask for yourself. I ask it for myself. Lord Jesus, may we know thee in thy divine glory as the risen one, our Jesus, our beloved and our mighty one. Oh, if there are any sad ones who cannot take this in, and who say, "I have never known the joy of religion yet," listen. We are going to tell you how you can. All will center around this one thing, that just as a little child lives day by day in the arms of its mother and grows up year by year under a mother's eye, it is a possibility that you can live every day and hour of your life in fellowship with the Holy Jesus. He will do it for you. Come. And let your sad heart begin to hope. Will he reveal himself? He did it to the disciples, and he will do it to you. Perhaps there are some who have got beyond the sad heart and who yet feel, "I have not got what I want." If you throw open your heart and give up everything but just believing and allowing him to do what he wants, it will come. God be praised, it will come. Jesus will reveal himself. Perhaps you have arrived at the stage of the burning heart and can tell